It's time for the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and it is Friday, March 16th, 2012, or the week before you find out what Hunger Games is, if you didn't already know. This week at the box office, new movies include 21 Jump Street, Jeff Who Lives at Home, Casa de Mi Padre, which is a Will Ferrell movie shot in Spanish, like a telenovela. And spoiler alert, we pretty much are sure at this point that Hunger Games is going to be number one at the box office next week. Ask your kids. New at the box office this week was that, because I am reading this out of order. Last week's top five, The Lorax was number one with $38.8 million, followed by John Carter with $30.2 million, something of a disappointment. Project X was $11.1 million, Act of Valor, number four, $7 million, and Silent House, $6.7 million, rounding out the top five. Robert Rodriguez is apparently working on Machete Kills this spring with no known release date. No word on Predators 2 yet. Jurassic Park is getting a 3D re-release, thankfully waiting long after the Blu-ray came out, unlike certain franchises I could name. The reissue is slated for July 19th, 2013, in the middle of summer. Most 3D reissues of big movies are not in the big summer box office season, so that's kind of interesting. Spielberg is said to be working on the 3D post-conversion, so hopefully it'll be really good. Nathan Fillion is tapped to play Hermes in Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Sea Monsters, which means there's going to be another Percy Jackson movie. Not to beat a dead horse, but HBO is canceling its show Luck. I'm sorry. Clint Eastwood's family has been tapped to star in a new e-reality show called Mrs. Eastwood and Company. I guess it has to do with Clint Eastwood's family and all of that, because I guess there's only so many Kardashians. Oh, and remember that Flintstones reboot from Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane? It's still on track. He's at South by Southwest and talking it up a little bit. He said the rewrite for the pilot is being wrapped nowish, so hopefully there's a lot of great gazoo. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Star Trek. You can beam up. Great savings. We have free shipping on all in-stock Star Trek items right now. Basically, you spend $40 on in-stock Star Trek stuff, and the shipping on those items will be free. So check out plush Enterprise, non-plush Enterprise, model kits, costumes, prop replicas. We got a lot of stuff. We got hundreds of Star Trek items, and you can get free shipping on them right now. So order some, won't you? At sale.entertainmentearth.com. And now, toy news. DC Universe from Mattel has been changing up a lot. So the lineup for the next wave keeps changing, and as of right now, the next batch is going to be DC Universe All-Stars, New 52 Batman, New 52 Superman, Red Robin, and Superboy Prime. It is a super buy. It's a very good deal. But they're all due in June. Future waves and even this one have been in flux quite a bit this year. So other characters that were announced may or may not be coming, and we're not really quite sure how, because they haven't told us yet, but we should know very soon. And when we do, of course, we'll let you know and put up pre-orders. A Batman Legacy Wave 3 Arkham City 2-pack action figure set is now out for pre-order. In it, you get two packs of Batman and Catwoman, but here's why you care. One of them is colored like the game, and the other one is colored like the game marketing material, so they're kind of white and gray. It looks really cool. You can see pictures on our website. Star Wars. We added a bunch of new cases. Vintage and Clone Wars, Wave 3 and up are now available for order. So right now, if you want to do Vintage, you can order Wave 3, 4, and Wave 4 Revision 1. Each case has unique figures in it, so if you are collecting them all, that means there are multiple assortments to order. You may have some extras, or you may have some extras to trade. Kithaba, Darth Malgus, Luke Hoth, a new 501st Clone Trooper, Wedge Antilles is coming back. It's a pretty good batch of figures, and the pictures as of me recording this aren't up. And Clone Wars Wave 3, just in case you're wondering, has the same new figures as Clone Wars Wave 2, so if you're looking to keep it tight, just get Wave 3. Don't let my bosses know I told you that. It's a little secret from me to you. Just order Wave 3. Trust me. Those are good, and we added a bunch of other items, too. There's also some new Star Wars vehicles. There's a new Class 1 vehicle assortment, where there was a new previously unannounced vehicle, and I don't even know what it is yet, so that's new to me. What else do we got? It's called a Clone Wars Republic dropship with pilot. It is not the same as the recently released mini attack ship, but we'll be talking about that in Toy of the Week podcast. New Star Wars, Transformers. I got Star Wars on the brain, people. It's all over the place. New Transformers Botshots Wave 3 are now up for pre-order. New figures include Thundercracker, Topspin, Jetfire Lockdown, and a Chase Clear Megatron. I am not sure what Topspin is going to look like yet, but I'm very excited for Jetfire, which is a retooled Starscream, and Lockdown, which is Lockdown. He's from Transformers Animated, and Lockdown is very cool. Hasbro announced a bunch of new Transformers toys at Cybertron Con in Singapore this week. And guess what? According to the report, most of them aren't leaving Asia. So not only will they be made in China or Vietnam, they're going to be sold there. New items include Springer, based on an existing mold, Wheelie, based on a Jazz mold, new Legends with guns, lots of exciting Generation 1 classic toys, but for some reason Hasbro has elected not to release them in the U.S. If you want to write a letter, I'm saying it couldn't hurt, but at this time, these collector-friendly Classics and Generations items are not slated to come here. Also, for those of you going to BotCon, a memo is circulating that Hasbro and Fun Productions will not be allowing the sale of, I'm making little finger quotes, third-party Transformers toys at the show. Those are those unlicensed things that look very, very similar to, but are not licensed Transformers toys, or they're compatible. They're usually a little bit more money. They come out of Asia and low runs, and some of them are pretty neat. I don't own any personally, and we don't sell them, so officially we have no opinion on them because we don't work with them, but they are things that exist, and they will not be sold there. So I guess if you're going to be selling at BotCon and you listen to this podcast, let it be known that Hasbro wants to potentially confiscate them, so there you know. A new run of the Back to the Future Flux Capacitor Replica is coming this summer, and new orders are welcome at $299.99, which sounds like a lot of money, and it is, but you get a Flux Capacitor. And if you don't already have a Flux Capacitor, that's about what they should go for. We had some new Gentle Giant items too, including the Jumbo Kenner Death Star Droid Star Wars action figure, and a brand new X-Men Wolverine mini-bust. We also added a ton, and I do mean a ton, of new Hulk Hogan stuff, including t-shirts, bandanas, onesies for your baby, all kinds of stuff. I've never seen this much Hulk Hogan stuff for apparel in my life, and that includes in the 1980s, when Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling was on Saturday morning TV. Yes, I watched it. Yes, I remember it. It was a good show. You would have liked it. And I think that's all I wanted to talk to you about this week. We added a lot of new items, and you can see them on our website. If you follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, we make a post about podcasts and new pictures and all kinds of stuff. And our sales, our aim is to inform you, so you'll buy stuff, because we're a store, and we like that. So thanks for listening. Hey, I'm being honest with you. We have a lot of great items. We've put up thousands of new items this year. It is ridiculous. We have some great people working really hard while I sit here talking to you, not working as hard, because recording the podcast for me, lots of fun. I hope you enjoy them. And again, follow me on Twitter at EntEarth, or you can check us out on Facebook, just search Entertainment Earth. Can't miss us. And we'll be back as soon as we can with more exciting newness on the Entertainment Earth podcast.